We don't know exactly where the money's coming from either. And that's part of the problem. Currently, with the system set up with the Farmland Security Board, is that people don't have to complete a statutory declaration. It's not mandatory. It's only at the discretion of the Farmland Security Board. So there's a lot of land being purchased in the province that they don't even look into.
What is a statutory declaration?
The statutory declaration, in simple terms, would be that they would be swearing an affidavit that they are citizens of Canada or permanent residents. They're going to actively farm within the province and maintain a residence in the province, as well as if it's being done as a corporation, it has to reveal the names of the shareholders who also must have Canadian citizenship, and it must prove that the money being spent is Canadian dollars, that it's not coming from other countries.
Would all that information be listed on the public record? Could someone just go to the government agency and ask to see that if the changes you want are made?
Absolutely.
And why do you think that's important?
Because we believe in accountability and transparency. And if you don't make this information public, then there's no transparency. And it makes people wonder, what are you hiding? And with the current system right now, a lot of people are wondering, what are they hiding?
There are a lot of different theories out there. Some of it is that Canadian citizens are being used as fronts for foreign money. I'm assuming you're kind of hearing the same thing.
I have heard many rumors, but I'm not willing to jump down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, to be honest with you. I'm the type of person where I want to see that tangible proof of what is actually going on. It's fun to speculate. It makes a great story. But unless you have the actual proof in front of you, you really can't do much with it.
So if this information was to have to be required to be made on a declaration form, who would enforce it then? Who would be responsible? Would that be the Farmland Security Board that would make sure that everything would be enforced, that everything that was said on that declaration was indeed true?
Yes, because one of the solutions to this is that we would put the Farmland Security Board back under the Ministry of Justice purview as compared to the Minister of Agriculture, which it is currently right now.
There was a story in the Western Producer last month that mentioned that the Farmland Security Board only had a very limited budget. They didn't spend a lot of money on its various activities. Would something like that have to be beefed up if rule changes were made on declaring who owns land and who's making the purchases?
That is something that would definitely have to be looked at. And being under the Ministry of Justice, that definitely could possibly open up more funds. But until the policy itself gets changed, we don't know exactly what they need.
Is the Progressive Conservative position, are you more concerned about foreign money coming in or out-of-province money from other parts of the country, or are the two issues the exact same?
The major concern is protecting one of our most valuable natural resources, which is farmland. And at the end of the day, we're not just looking at protecting farmland, we're looking at protecting a way of life. The family farm has gone by the wayside. Anybody who wants to start farming or wants to expand farming are in a position now where they no longer can even afford to do it because the price of land has shot up because of big money investors coming in and putting the price up so high where it's unattainable for somebody else. And this is why we want to know, where is this money coming from?
For a younger farmer that is not connected to an already established large family operation, does this mean that really the only way for them to farm is to rent land from an investor or something similar?
Well, right now in some areas, the only way you can actually get land is by renting it. And it's almost like a new form of serfdom.
And what does that do you think, to the future of agriculture in the province if it's so difficult for younger farmers to get in the business in regards to owning the land that they farm?
Agriculture will always exist in the province, but it's how it's being done is what is going to change. It's a way of life that is going to end up disappearing, and it is going to be big corporate farms. It's going to push the smaller producers out, and they have absolutely no chance of competing in the market. And I think it's going to turn a lot of small producers off.
Small communities depend a lot on smaller producers. Large farms, even with automation and various technology saving devices, will still need work crews to work, would there still be the need for, you know, the smaller communities, regional service hubs in Saskatchewan, even with the large farm models that we have now?
I really hope so. And you're right, the smaller producers are what drive communities. They're the reasons why you have your local co-ops, where you can go get your gas, where you have your, you can go get your mail. You're not driving into the city. It's the smaller producers that are bringing into the smaller communities. This is what keeps them going. And if they're gone, unfortunately, I'm worried that some of these communities might not survive either.
With a provincial election coming up later this year, how important of an issue do you think this is in rural Saskatchewan?
I think this is a very important issue. Myself, as well as some of my colleagues, have talked to a lot of people that are farming, and they're worried about this. How do they compete in this world?
The Saskatchewan Party has a very strong foothold in regards to the number of seats in rural areas. Realistically, your party is going to have a difficult time making the government, but is there something that you would like to see the SAS Party do? Do you think that you can push them in this direction?
Well, the SAS Party in the past has taken some of our policies and adopted them and have made changes. This is something that they may do as well in the future, too.
And you wouldn't have a problem with that, of course?
If it's change in the right direction, no.